上个星期有些没有在我们当中的。
Last week there are few among you who's not among us.
然后今天我在这里再打广告，再打多一次。
So I'm going to advertise one more time.
这八篇信息是要我在这两个月或者两个月半的时间要跟你们分享。
There are eight messages that I'm going to share with you within this couple of months or two and a half months.
然后这八篇信息是讲到末世的事情。
And these messages is about the end times.
所以第一篇信息就是讲到以色列。
So the first message is going to be talking about Israel.
也就是今天我要跟你们分享的信息。
And it is what I'm going to share with you today.
然后到底以色列跟这个末世的事情有什么关系？
What is the relationship between Israel and the end times?
然后第二篇信息我要讲的就是关于这个欧洲联盟。
The second message is going to be about the European Union.
那么欧洲联盟跟末世有什么关系？
What is the relationship between the European Union and the end times?
所以如果你要知道，下个星期你一定要来听。
So if you want to know, then you must be here next week.
然后第三篇信息是讲到被提。
The third message will be about the rapture.
然后第四是敌基督。
And then the Antichrist.
然后就是讲到这个向哥哥所发的预言。
To follow with the prophecies against Gog.
也就是以西结书38章跟39章所讲的。
And it is the prophecy mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39.
那么在末世的时候，基督徒也得到审判。
And at the end times, Christians will also be judged.
但是这个审判是基督台前的审判。
But the judgment, it is before the throne of Christ.
而不是那个大宝座前的审判。
And it is not the judgment before the great white throne.
那么在这个世界要结束的时候，将会有一场大战争。
And at the end of this world, there will be a battle.
那么就是这个哈米基多顿大战。
And it is the battle of Armageddon.
然后在这个战争结束的时候，也就是主耶稣基督第二次来到这个来第二次再来。
And at the end of that battle will be the second coming of Christ.
所以在我还有跟你们分享这个信息的时候，我要你看一下这个图片。
And before I start sharing my message with you, I would like you to look at this.
那么现在我们是活在这个教会时期。
We are right now living in the church age.
可能在这边很靠近。
We may be at the end of that age, very close to tribulation.
那么教会时期结束的时候，将会有一个大灾难。
And at the end of the church age, there will be the great tribulation.
也就是七年的大灾难。
And it is the seven-year tribulation.
那么在大灾难之前，教会将被提到天上去。
And right before the start, the beginning of the tribulation, there will be the rapture of the church.
然后七年大灾难结束的时候，
at the end of the seven-year tribulation,
也就是刚才我们提到这个哈米基多顿大战，
and it is the battle that I've just mentioned, the battle of the Armageddon.
那么在这个时候，耶稣基督就要再来，
and at that time, Christ will return.
然后耶稣基督将会在地上建立这个千禧年的国度。
And he will establish the millennium on earth.
也就是一千年的国度。
And it is the reign of 1,000 years.
那么在这一千年里面，撒旦将被捆绑。
And during the millennium, the Satan will be bound temporarily.
所以这个一千年的国度，我们必须明白，就是耶稣基督再来的时候，他会在地上设立这个国度。
So we need to understand that as Christ come back, he will establish the millennium on earth.
因为等下我会提到这个一千年的国度。
Because in my message to follow, I will mention the millennium.
所以今天的信息的题目就是圣经关于以色列的记载是怎样的。
So the topic of today's message is, what does the Bible say about Israel?
在我们还没有来听这个信息的时候，
And before I begin this message,
我要弟兄姐妹来看圣经里面几段经文。
I would like you to open up your Bible to a few passages.
也就是第一段经文就是这个创世纪第十二章第一节到第三节。
The first one is in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3.
创世纪第十二章第一节到第三节。我只是用中文来念，如果你们有英文圣经的，你跟着看。
I will only read it in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
创世纪第十二章第一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你。”叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。然后我们翻到第十五章第十八节到二十一节。
Let's continue to look at Genesis chapter 15, verses 18 to 21.
创世纪第十五章第十八节，当那日，耶和华与亚伯兰立约，说：“我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到幼发拉底河大河之地，就是基密人、基尼喜人、加摩尼人、赫人、比利喜人、利法因人、阿摩利人。”迦南人、各加撒人、耶布斯人之地。然后我们再往前翻到《生命记》第四章二十五节到二十七节。
And let's continue to open our Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 25 to 27.
生命记就是圣经的第五本书。
Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Bible.
生命记第四章第二十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 25.
你们在那地住久了，生子生孙，就雕刻偶像，凡活什么形象，败坏自己，行耶和华你神眼中看为恶的事，惹他发怒。然后看二十七节。耶和华必使你们分散在万民中，在他所领你到的万国里，你们剩下的人数稀少。然后我们翻到以西结书三十六章二十四节。
Ezekiel chapter 36, 24 to 28.
找到吗？以西结书。
Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 24 to 28.
耶利米哀歌的后面那本书。以西结书第三十六章二十四节。我必从各国收取你们，从列邦聚集你们，引导你们归回本地。我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，去掉一切的偶像。我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。你们必住在我所赐给你们列祖之地，你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。让我们在神的面前低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, we lift up the following time in your hands.
求主帮助我们能够听得懂。
Please help us to hear and understand.
能够使到我们能够明白这个末世的事情。
So that we can understand the things about the end times.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 如果我们看这个旧约圣经的时候，
If you look at the Old Testament,
我们会发觉到这个以色列这个名词经常出现在圣经里面。
You will notice that the name Israel often appear in the scripture.
那么以色列这个名称，如果我们往中东看的话，
If we look at the name Israel and look toward the Middle East,
我们也看到以色列这个名称也是一个国家的名称。
It is also the name of a country.
那么到底这个以色列跟圣经的以色列跟今天在中东的以色列有什么关系？
So what is the relationship between the Israel mentioned in the Bible and Israel, the country of today?
那么以色列这个名称是来自一个人的名字叫做雅各。
The name Israel came from a person, his name is Jacob.
那么雅各是以撒的儿子。
Jacob is the son of Isaac.
也是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
And he is the grandson of Abraham.
那么如果我们看创世纪第32章24节到28节。
And if we look at Genesis chapter 32 verses 24 to 28.
那边记载一件事情。
It recorded something that happened.
他说在一个晚上有一个人来跟雅各摔跤。
He said during the night a man wrestled with Jacob.
一直到黎明
until daybreak.
那么那个人觉得自己不能够胜过他
and when the man saw that he could not overpower him,
他就将他的大腿窝摸了一把
he touched the socket of Jacob's hip.
所以雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就被扭到了
so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man.
所以那个人说，他说黎明，天已经黎明了，容我去吧
and so the man said, let me go, for it is daybreak.
那么雅各就对他说，如果你不祝福我，我不会容你去的。
But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
那么那个人就问雅各说，你的名字叫做什么名？
The man then asked Jacob, what is your name?
他说，我的名字叫做雅各。
He answered, Jacob.
那么那个人就对他说，从今以后你的名字不叫雅各，会叫做以色列。
Then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel.
因为你跟神跟人比较已经得胜了。
Because you have struggled with God and with man and have overcome.
这个就是以色列这个名称的来源。
And this is the source of the name Israel.
那么这个雅各或者这个以色列他一共有十二个孩子。
Jacob or known as Israel has 12 sons.
都是儿子。
They are all sons.
那么后来这十二个儿子就成为以色列的十二个宗派。
And the 12 sons later became the 12 tribes.
那么在这十二个儿子当中，有一个儿子，他的名字叫做约瑟。
And one of the 12 sons' name is Joseph.
那么如果我们看圣经的话，我们知道这个约瑟被他的兄弟卖到埃及去。
And if we look at the Bible, we know that Joseph was sold to Egypt by his brothers.
但是圣经也讲到神与这个约瑟同在。
But the Bible also told us that God was with Joseph.
然后直到约瑟后来成为埃及的宰相。
And then he later became the prime minister of Joseph of Egypt.
但是当这个埃及跟周围的地方发生这个七年的大饥荒的时候
，But as there was a famine that approaches for 7 years,
那么约瑟的哥哥就到埃及去买粮。
The elder brothers of Joseph went to Egypt to buy food.
就在这个时候，约瑟见到他的家人。
And at that time.He saw his family. Joseph saw his family.
那么后来就把他们全家带到这个埃及地，把他们安置下来。
And he later moved his whole family to Egypt.
那么这个法老王还给了他们一块土地在那边生存。
Pharaoh gave them a piece of land for them to live there.
那么从那个时候开始，以色列人就生养众多。
And from that time on, the Israelites stayed and they began to multiply.
他们人口越来越多。
They began to multiply.
估计当他们要离开埃及的时候，人口已经增加到600,000。
The approximate amount of people as they left Egypt was about 600,000.
他们就在那个旷野里面漂流了40年的时间。
They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
然后最后他们进入神赐给他们的那个迦南地。
And finally, they entered into the promised land, the land of Canaan.
那么以色列就借助这个扫罗王、大卫王和所罗门王建立那个以色列王国。
And through the leading of King Solomon, King David, and King Saul, King David and King Solomon, they established themselves as a strong country.
那么圣经所讲的以色列到底跟今天在中东的以色列有什么关系？
So what is the relationship between the Israel mentioned in the Bible and the country of today?
所以当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，他跟亚伯拉罕立了一个约。
So as God called Abraham, he established a covenant with him.
也就是刚才我们念那段经文，创世纪第12章第一节到第三节。
And it is the first scripture that we read this morning, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1-3.
因为耶和华向亚伯兰说。
Because the Lord said to Abram,
他说你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。
He said, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
我必使你成为大国。
I will make you into a great nation.
我必赐福给你。
And I will bless you.
叫你的名为大。
I will make your name great.
你也要叫别人得福。
And you will be a blessing.
为你祝福的，我必赐福给他。
I will bless those who bless you.
那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
And whoever curses you, I will curse.
地上的万族都要因你得福。
And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
那么请注意这段经文，当耶和华跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候。
And please pay attention as God made this covenant with Abraham.
我们看到四个应许。
We saw four promises.
那么第一个应许就是讲到神把这个地赐给他的子民。
The first promise is that God will give this land to his people.
那么第二个应许，我们看到在圣经或者人类历史里面，我们看到神如何祝福这个以色列这个民族。
And the second promise is we see from history how God has blessed his people, the Israelites.
那么以色列或者今天有人用犹太人是一个很特殊的一个民族。
Israel or somebody refer them to the Jews is a very special people.
那么从1901年到2007年
from 1901 to 2007,
那么一共有777个诺贝尔奖金颁发给那些对人类有很大贡献的人。
There has been a total of 777 Nobel Prizes given to those people who are ofBeneficial to mankind.
那么在这个777个诺贝尔奖金中，有176个是颁发给犹太人或者以色列人。
And out of the 777, 176 Nobel Prizes has been given to the Jews.
那么世界上有60亿的人口。
There are 6 billion people in the world.
只有1300万的犹太人。
There's only 13 million Jews.
那么计算起来只是少过1%的这个数目。
So if you calculate, it is less than 1%.
但是犹太人却得到23%的诺贝尔奖金。
But the Jews have actually received 23% of the Nobel Prize.
那么神应许亚伯拉罕。
God has promised Abraham.
他的后裔将会好像天上的星星这么多。
He said, "Your descendant will be as numerous as the stars in the sky."
耶和华也应许亚伯拉罕，他将会成为一个大国。
And God has also promised Abraham that he will be a great nation.
那么以色列在大卫王在所罗门王的统治下
and under the reign of King David and Solomon
成为一个很强盛的国家
it became a very strong country
那么虽然以色列人弃拜偶像
even though the Israelites worshipped the idols
那么而使到他们的国家灭亡
And later they led to the destruction of their country.
但是神却没有放弃这个民族。
But God has never given up on this people.
那么以色列在1948年的时候，我们看到以色列复国。
In 1948, we see that Israel became a country again.
啊，这个小小的国家。
This little country.
啊，虽然被很多很多的敌人围住。
Even though they were surrounded by enemies.
曾经被他们攻打好多次。
They were under attack many, many times.
但是从来没有被打败过。
But they have never been defeated.
那么在耶和华跟亚伯拉罕所立的约当中。
And in the covenant that God has set with Abraham.
那么第三个应许。
The third promise.
我们也看到世人的救主是从以色列出来的。
And we know that people curse
The Savior came from Israel.
The Savior came out from Israel.
那么神借着耶稣基督把这个救恩赐给我们。
And through this Savior, God has given us the blessing.
那么使到相信他的人得到这个属灵的福气。
And so that whoever believes in him will receive this spiritual blessing.
那么在这个约里面第四个应许。
The fourth promise from this covenant.
所有为以色列人祝福的神必祝福他
Those who bless Israel, God will bless them.
那咒诅以色列的神必咒诅他
And whoever curses Israel will be cursed.
啊，这是耶和华神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约的一个应许
And this is a promise of the covenant between God and Abraham.
我们看到在过去美国让不少的犹太人居住在美国
We know that in the past, America has let a lot of Jews live in America.
成为美国的公民。
And they become the citizen of this country.
目前美国有大概500多万的犹太人居住在美国。
There is about 5 million Jews living in this country.
所以当以色列复国之后。
And after Israel became a country again.
然后美国也祝福这个国家。
America also blessed Israel.
因此我们看到美国也受到祝福。
And so we see America was also blessed.
美国只不过是200多年的历史。
America has only a very short history of 200 plus years.
但却是在世界上一个最强盛的国家。
But they have she has established herself as one of the strong countries.
但是近年来美国的立场有些改变。
But in recent years, the stand of America has changed.
但是按照这个创世纪十二章第三节所说的。
And according to Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, it says,
将会带来一些不良的后果。
It will bring forth some not very good results.
那么神对这个亚伯拉罕所立的约没有落空。
God has fulfilled his promise and his covenant with Abraham.
那么神的应许都实现在人类历史里面，而且实现在我们的眼前。
God's promise was fulfilled in man's history and also before our eyes.
所以最特殊的那个应许就是讲到那个地的事情。
And the most special promise is about the land.
就是神会将这个地赐给亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
God will give this land to Abraham and his descendants.
然后神应许亚伯拉罕将会把这个地赐给他的后裔。
God has promised Abraham that he will give this land to his descendants.
那么根据这个达拉神学院前任的院长 Dr. John Warford,
And according to the past president of Dallas Seminary, Dr. John Warford.
Dr. John Warford 是这个圣经预言的一个权威。
He is the authority of biblical prophecy.
他说这个地就是讲地。
He said this land referred to is the physical land.
而不是提到天堂。
And he is not talking about the heaven.
他说 这个地就是在中东一个地产。
He said this land is a piece of property in the Middle East.
啊，如果是天堂的话。
If it is talking about heaven.
那么耶和华也不需要吩咐亚伯拉罕离开他的本族本地到一个地方去。
Then God would not need to ask Abram to leave his country, his people, and his father's household.
那么亚伯拉罕也不需要走这么远的路程。
And Abraham would not need to travel this far.
所以这个地就是讲在中东这一个地产。
So the land is referred to a piece of property in the Middle East.
所以当耶和华神跟亚伯拉罕立约的时候。
So when God established this covenant with Abraham.
我们在创世第十七章第七节到第八节。
And in Genesis chapter 17 verses 7 and 8.
他说我要以你并你的世世代代后裔建立我的业做永远的业。
He said, I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants.
是要做你和你后裔的神。
After you for the generations to come to be your God.
我要将你现在寄居的地就是迦南全地。
The whole land of Canaan, where you are now an alien.
赐给你和你的后裔永远为业，我也要做他们的神。
I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God.
那么这块地，如果我们看刚才创世纪第十五章的话。
And this piece of land, if you look back in Genesis chapter 15.
那么这块地啊，很大。
This piece of land is big.
啊，不只是今天的以色列。
It does not only include the area where Israel sits today.
它也包括黎巴嫩。
It also includes Lebanon.
也包括约旦的西岸。
It includes the west coast of Jordan.
啊，叙利亚的一大部分。
Most part of Syria.
啊，还有伊拉克。
Iraq.
沙地阿拉伯。
Saudi Arabia.
所以你看到这块地会从这个尼罗河一直伸延到这个幼发拉底河。
So you can see that this land stretches from one end to the other.
所以这块地是神应许赐给亚伯拉罕的。
This whole piece of land is what God has promised Abraham.
也就是在耶稣基督带来的时候，设立千禧年的时候，啊。要在这块地里面设立。
And this is where, when Jesus comes back, where he will establish the millennium.
所以神应许把这个地赐给以色列人。
So God has promised to give this land to the Israelites.
但是同时神也警告以色列人，如果他们去敬拜偶像的话，他们将会被分散到世界各地。
But God also warned them that if they worship idols, they will be dispersed throughout the world.
那么以色列人离开埃及之后，
And after the Israelites left Egypt,
他们在旷野里面漂流了四十年的时间。
They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
那么正当以色列人要进入迦南地的时候，
And as they were approaching the land of Canaan,
那么他就借着耶稣来警告以色列人。
And so he warned the Israelites through Jesus.
也就是在刚才我们看《申命记》第四章第二十五节那边。
And so it is the scripture that we have read in Deuteronomy chapter 4.
他说：“你们在那个地方居住的时候，生子生孙。”
He said, "As you have children and grandchildren and have lived in the land for a long time."
你们就在那边雕刻偶像。
Then you become corrupt and make any kind of idol.
败坏自己，行耶和华你们神眼中为恶的事，惹他发怒。
Doing evil in the eyes of the Lord your God and provoking him to anger.
然后在四章第二十七节。
And then in verse 27.
他说：耶和华必使你们分散在万民中，在他所领你们的万国中，你们剩下的人稀少。
The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and only a few of you will survive among the nations to which the Lord will drive you.
然后我们看圣经的时候，神也后来借着好几位先知来警告以色列人。
And as we look at the Bible, God also warned the Israelites through different prophets.
特别是借助先知以西结跟何西亚来警告他们。
Especially through the prophet Hosea and Ezekiel.
但是以色列人因着不听从神的忠告。
But because the Israelites failed to listen to God's warning.
那么后来在主前七百年到主前六百年的时候，神借助这个亚述王国和巴比伦王国来攻击以色列。
And in AD 700 to 600, through the hands of the Assyrians and the Babylonians.
BC, 700 to 600 BC. 那么使到这个以色列的王国灭亡了。
They caused Israel,
to be destroyed.
Destroyed.
那么大部分的犹太人都被掳到巴比伦王国去。
And most of the Jews were taken as captives to the foreign land.
那么从那个时候开始，以色列人就没有自己的国家了。
And from that point on, Israel no longer exists.
如果我们看这个古代历史的时候
，If you look at the history，
我们看到在这个主后七十年的时候，罗马有位皇帝叫做提多。
We know that in AD 70, there is a king in Rome.
那么这个提多这个皇帝就把这个耶路撒冷毁灭了。
Titus, the king, destroyed Jerusalem.
那么从此以后，以色列人或者犹太人就成为一个无家可归的一个民族。
And from that point on, the Israelites, were scattered. They don't have their own country anymore.
如果你读历史的话，这些以色列人或者犹太人他们被分散到世界各个角落。
And if you look at history, from that point on, the Israelites were scattered all over the world.
那么这些被分散分布到世界各地的犹太人。
And for all these Israelites who are in exile,
他们没有好的日子过。
They do not live a comfortable life.
他们都被人藐视。
They were looked down upon by others.
他们受到迫害。
They were
persecuted. 那么他们居住在一些很贫苦的一些地区里面。
They live in a very poor portion of the country.
那么在1933年的时候，一共有900万的犹太人居住在欧洲21个国家里面。
And in 1933, there's a total of 9 million Jews living in 21 countries in Europe.
那么到了1945年的时候
，By 1945,
那么三个居住在欧洲的地方的犹太人，有两个都被谋杀。
Two out of three Jews who lived there would have been murdered.
那么在这个希特勒的统治之下
，And under the reign of Hitler,
我们都知道将近有三分之一，世界上三分之一的犹太人都被灭绝掉。
We know that one third of the existing Jews were murdered.
犹太人的处境在圣经里面已经预言了。
What happened to the Jews were prophesied in the Bible.
如果你看《生命记》二十八章六十五节、六十六节的话
，If you look at Deuteronomy,
二十八节六十五章二十八章六十五节到六十六节。
Chapter 28, verses 65 to 66。
那么那边讲到以色列人的处境。
It talk about the situation of the Jews.
然后摩西告诉他们。
And Moses tell them.
他说在那些国中，你必不得安眠，也不得落脚之地。耶和华却使你在那里心中跳动，眼目失明，精神消耗，你的性命必隐隐无定。你昼夜恐惧，自料性命难保。
Verses 65. And among these nations you shall find no ease, and there shall be no rest for the sole of your foot. But the Lord will give you there a trembling heart, and failing eyes, and a languishing soul. Your life shall hang in doubt before you. Night and day you shall be in dread, and have no assurance of your life.
所以我们看到以色列这个国家的灭亡。
So we see the destruction of this country, Israel.
而这个以色列人被分散到世界各地的事情。
And the scatter around of all the Israelites.
这是圣经 曾经预言的事情。
It was prophesied in the Bible.
那么圣同时圣经也预言神将会把他们从世界各地召集回来一个地方。
The Bible also prophesies that God will call them from all over the world back to one place.
然后把他们召集回到这个应许亚伯拉罕那个地方。
And that God will call them back to the land that God has promised.
其实这个预言已经实现在我们的眼前。
And actually, this prophecy has already come to pass.
在1948年的时候，以色列已经复国了。
In 1948, Israel became a country.
也应验了先知以赛亚在66章第8节的预言。
And it also, is the prophecy that was mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 66.
他说国其能一日而生以其能一时而产没关系也应验了以西结在36章24节的预言
And it also fulfilled the prophecy that was mentioned in chapter 36 of Ezekiel
他说我必从各国收起你们从列邦聚集你们引导你们归回本地
He said, For I will take you out of the nations, I will gather you from all the countries, and bring you back into your own land.
所以从亚伯拉罕到现在已经大概有4500年的历史了。
So from Abraham until today is approximately 4500 years.
然后在这4500年的历史里面，我们看到以色列人曾经居住过埃及地。
And so in this 4500 years, we saw that the Israelites has lived in Egypt.
我们也看到他们在旷野里面漂流了40年的时间。
We saw that they also have wandered around in the wilderness for 40 years.
然后他们进入这个迦南地。
And then they entered the land of Canaan.
他们成立了自己的国家。
They established their own country.
因为他们不听从神的吩咐。
But because they failed to hear God's warning.
所以他们被驱散到世界各地的国家
They were scattered into the world.
但是我们也看到在1948年的时候以色列这个国家复国了
But we also see that in 1948 Israel became a country again.
那么这是一个很奇妙的事情
This is a very wondrous thing.
那么如果我们看圣经里面一些民族
If we look at some of the people recorded in the Bible,
比如说那些赫人或者阿摩利人或者以东人，他们已经在历史里面已经消失了。
For example, people like the Moabites, the Hittites, the Amalekites, they are no longer existing.
那么，但是犹太人按照神的应许，却回到他们自己的本土。
But for the Israelites, according to God's prophecy, they have returned back to their land.
那么虽然以色列人回到本土这个预言还没有完全的应验。
But even though the prophecy of the Israelites returning to the land has not completely been fulfilled.
所以在1948年这个复国的事情是一个开始。
In 1948, when Israel became a country again, it is the beginning.
那么曾经在2000多年前这个一个灭亡的一个国家。
And this is a country that was destroyed about 2,000 years ago.
突然间复活过来。
And all of a sudden, it became a country again.
这个不是一个偶然的事情。
This is not coincidental.
因为圣经很清楚的预言，以色列将会回到他们的本土。
Because the Bible has clearly prophesied that the Israelites will go back to their own land.
所以这本书不是一个神话故事。
So the Bible, it is not a story of fables.
这本书是神的话语。
This is a book of the Word of God.
所以以色列人在这个1948年成立自己的国家。
So in 1948, Israel became their own country.
那么当时的人口只不过是60多万。
At that time, there was only about 650,000 people.
但是今天以色列人口已经有600多万了。
But today there are about 6 million Jews.
在短短的60年中间，以色列成为一个非常富有而且强盛的国家。
And in the short 60 years, Israel has become a strong and wealthy country.
原本是一个沙漠地带。
It was a piece of arid land.
啊，已经成为一个农业非常发达的一个国家。
And it has become a agricultural power.
那么除了农业之外
，And besides agriculture，
那么以色列的工业和科技也旅游业也非常的发达。
The manufacturing science and also the tourism is also very productive.
啊，它的 gross domestic product 比周围的国家来得高。
Her gross domestic product is much higher than the surrounding country.
人口只不过是有600多万。
The total population is only about 6 million.
以色列有6600个百万富翁。
But in Israel, there is 6,600 millionaires.
那么有70位是拥有大概有3000万的财富。
And about 70 of them has more than 30 million. In assets.
那么全世界我们知道有500个最富有的人。
We know that throughout the world there are 500 of the world's wealthiest.
有6位是以色列人。
And out of them, 6 of them are Jews.
或者是犹太人。
Or Israelites.
那么我刚才说过1948年是以色列复国的一个开始。
I just mentioned 1948 is the beginning of the Jews becoming a country.
所以还没有完全就是成全圣经的预言。
It has not completely fulfilled the prophecy mentioned in the Bible.
那么根据这个先知以西结，他说以色列人不只要得到这个土地。
And according to the prophet Ezekiel, not only are the Israelites going to obtain this land.
那么他们也要回到耶和华的面前。
But they are going to return to God.
那么自从耶和华跟亚伯拉罕立约之后。
And since God established the covenant with Abraham.
从那个时候到现在。
From that point on until today.
这个约还没有完全的实现。
This covenant has not come to pass completely.
那么根据这个圣经的预言。
And according to the prophecy of the Bible.
还有很多事情将要发生。
There are still many things that is to come.
因为神还要赐给他们这块地产。
Because God is still going to give them that whole area.
你看到目前这个以色列这块地非常小。
You see that the area that Israel now sits is very small.
这块地大概就是好像纽泽西这么大。
Israel right now has only the area the size of New Jersey.
小小的国家有30,000,000的敌人围住他们。
This little country has 300 million enemies surrounding them.
那么从人的角度来看，很容易被吞噬掉。
And so from man's point of view, they can be easily taken over.
那么自从以色列这个国家复国之后。
And since Israel has become a country again,
受到敌人很多次的攻击。
They were attacked numerous times by their enemies.
但从来没有被打败过。
But they have never been defeated.
我在我还没有信主之前啊。
Before I became a Christian,
我也曾经问过这个问题。
I've actually asked this question.
我说为什么这个小小的国家打都打不败的。
I said, how come this little country has never been defeated?
他们每次都能够打胜。
And it seems like every time they come out victorious.
然后后来我信主之后，我就读圣经了。
So after I become a Christian, I began to read the Bible.
我就发觉到以色列是神的选民。
I discovered that the Israelites are the chosen people of God.
所以神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约还没有完全的应验。
So the covenant established between God and Abraham has not come to pass completely.
那么在圣经的预言里面，他说有一天以色列将会面对一场很大的征战。
And in the prophecy, one day in the future, Israel is going to face a huge battle.
那么以色列很期望有和平的日子。
The Israelites hope for the day of peace.
但是根据圣经的预言。
But according to the prophecies in the Bible.
然后将会世界上将会有一个世界领袖出来
，There will be a world leader，
成为以色列人跟以色列的敌人那个中间人
And he became the mediator between Israel and the neighboring countries.
然后签约一个7年的和平合约。
They will sign a 7-year treaty of peace.
那么圣经也告诉我们, 这个和平的合约只是能够持续一个时期。
The Bible told us this treaty of peace can only maintain for about 3.5 years.
那么之后以色列将会进入一个有史以来从来没有见过的大战争。
And then Israel will enter into a huge battle that they have never seen before.
那么这个大战争就是在这个七年的大灾难里面。
And this battle is within the 7-year tribulation.
就是这个哈米基多顿大战。
And it is the battle of Harmageddon.
我将会跟弟兄姐妹分享这个哈米基多顿大战。
And I will share with you about this battle.
那么如果你要知道大灾难的情况的话,
And if you're going to know about the tribulation,
那么你就去读启示录第6章到第19章。
Then read Revelation chapter 6 through 19.
所以在七年大灾难结束的时候,
So at the end of the tribulation,
耶稣基督将会再来审判这个世界。
Jesus will come back to judge this world.
当耶稣基督来审判这个世界的时候,
And when Jesus comes to judge this world,
他会将带来世界和平。
He will bring forth world peace.
他也成全了亚伯拉罕跟神所立的约。
And he will fulfill the covenant established between Abraham and God.
犹太人再会回到神的面前。
And the Israelites will return to God.
他们将会成为神的子民。They
will become the people of God.
神将会成为他们的神。And
God will be their God.
那么到底这个以色列跟这个末世有什么关系?
So what is the relationship between Israel and end times?
以色列复国的事情到底跟这个末世有什么关系?
And what is the significance between Israel becoming a country again and the end times?
以色列的复国告诉我们，我们是活在这个末世的时代。The
reestablishment of Israel as a country tells us that we are now living in the end times.
也就是主耶稣基督再来的日子已经很近了。And
it is that the time of Jesus' second coming is very near.
你和我是否预备好?
Are you ready and are we ready?
让我们同心低头祷告。Let's
bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us today.
求主帮助我们能够明白你的预言。
Please help us to understand your prophecy.
也求主带领我们在世的属灵生命。
And help us to live the spiritual life while we're on earth.
让我们经常警醒地等待。
Help us to look forward to your coming.
等待耶稣基督的再来,
and to wait upon your return.
求主帮助我们,
Please help us, Lord.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.